very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Run-Through, your favorite figure skating podcast where we talk about all the things that make us kiss, make us cry, and make us review in detail the final event of the competition of the Olympic Games, the free dance, the Olympic free dance. There we go.
Okay.
I made my way around.
Are you just okay? SEO caption of...
Yeah, that was a Google SEO so that we get more search hits on this episode.
On the verbal part of this episode.
Adam's telling us he's ready to go home. He's like, this is the final event of the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as you said, we're going to talk about the free dance and wrapping up the dance event. Kind of a crazy event.
I feel like we're taking a somber tone to start.
I have a somber tone.
I don't know how to talk about this.
Okay. I'm just going to do the results and then.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Laurence Fournier-Boudry and Guillaume Cizeron from France won the gold medal. They beat Madison Chalk and Evan Bates, who won the silver medal, about a point and a half behind them in the combined scores. And Piper Gillis and Paul Poirier from Canada won the bronze medal. But there's a very big gap between first and second, and then down to third, and then a pretty big gap from third to the rest of the field. But I will say that, the Italian team, Marco Fabbri and Charlene Guignard, ended up in fourth. And one of the expected contenders for bronze, Lila Fear and Lewis Gibson, ended up in seventh after there was a big mistake in their program today. So, I think, Adam, let's start the way we have been starting. You were at the arena.
I like that.
What was the vibe? And I think... I feel like we should just talk about the top two first to get it off our chests a little bit. And then we can like vibe check the rest. So like just tell us about the last two skates.
The last two skates. You know what? Let's add in a top three, because I have to say, for me, the performance of the night was Gillis Poirier. That was unbelievable. It was the best they've ever skated at one of these high pressure big events. It was just beautiful. It was beautiful. I was crying from like when it started.
Was the vibe in the stadium, though, the same as yours? Or, like, what was the reception?
It was, like, overwhelming. The reception was, like, so overwhelming. Like, people were very excited by this performance. It completely hit.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm.
It hit.
I love hearing that.
Then it was Gillis Poirier. The next to skate was Chalkham Bates. They looked incredibly nervous. They looked so nervous, and you could just tell that they knew that they needed to have one of the best performances that they've ever had. And somehow the skirt looked even longer to me, and I just was like on edge.
Well, it's a different skirt.
Yes, but this looked like the longest version. It almost felt like... Like
the OG skirt?
Yes. Or even like red carpet length. Like it would touch the ground.
It was a ball gown.
Yes. It felt so... This was my favorite skirt, by the way.
Me too.
Well, you probably couldn't see... We got the close-up. He almost skated.
Oh, it almost happened. It was, a whisker away from him going over that skirt with his blade in that last choreographic part. I mean, it was... Yeah, we all were like holding our breath watching that.
I was screaming.
Right.
That's true. That's Ashley is in
no,
my
I
headset.
I alerted the studio. They're like, what happened? What went wrong? I'm like, no, nothing went wrong. But they
almost
almost fell.
I think there are times when we watch Maddie and Evan and they can sometimes be a little accident prone. And so that was just going through my mind the entire time, especially with the skirt of like, is this when it happens? But tonight I felt really stepped up to the plate. The skating looked really good. They seemed totally engaged. They seemed not the same people who were on that warm up. They felt really in the moment. I really felt like they had a great performance. And the crowd was completely on their side. These last three teams, you could really feel and sense like the audience was like really engaged in these performances. This last warm-up specifically just felt like all of a sudden it was like, whoom, the energy completely shifted in the building when we got to this final group. And then to close out the event was the French team of Fournier, Boudry, Cizeron. They also looked incredibly nervous. This is why I brought up Gilles Poirier first, is because you could tell that there were nerves, but they seemed the most on the attack. Fournier, Boudry, Cizeron, they go out, and it, again, to me, you know, I felt like that there were some pretty obvious bobbles throughout.
For sure.
And it looked,
it's not a
again,
feeling. It's fact. Right.
Yeah, I think that's what everyone is upset about.
And it really, there's no taking away from the quality of the skating that they have, but it did look like two people who were fighting against each other and trying to find each other the entire time.
Well, I mean, Sarah, I feel like you actually said it perfectly today before we even got on. You said, like, it's not that they're not the best, because I do think that they are the best, but today they weren't the best.
Well, I'm not going to take away from their skating as an overall thing. I am going to take away from this performance because they messed up in it. Multiple
it's the
times.
Olympic Games. You
and
can't
like, you
do that
shouldn't
for a gold
be
medal.
Able to do that, and you certainly shouldn't be able to do it a few different times. You know, like, and you know, there was Guillaume like coming out of that twizzle was totally off. Guillaume, like, both of them looked a little off in the step sequence. Like, looked like they lost their balance in the step sequence. The rotational lift seemed like an issue too, and I was, you know, on here after the rhythm dance saying, like, the overall quality of the skating is better. And I do think that when they are at their best. But they were not at their best today. They were not. And I just think it felt really wrong. And I'm not putting that next to any of the extra peripheral stuff around these teams. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about the skates on the ice. The wrong one felt like it won today. And we went back in the rhythm dance and thought that scoring was a bit odd, that somehow Maddie and Evan lost a point over the course of 3 days in the same program on just like GOEs, basically. You know, it just feels like I don't know. There was a decision made that Laurence and Guillaume were going to win this event. And, you know, Maddie and Evan have their gold medal from the team event. I don't know. But it's like, I think it would be a lot easier to swallow this pill. Obviously, there's no secret that, like, we all know Maddie and Evan and wanted this for them. So we're not going to pretend to be, like, journalists with no bias here. But like, I think it would be a much easier pill to swallow if it was like they were outskated today, but they weren't.
They weren't outskated
a lot.
And it just,
well, they weren't outskated. And I also feel like the average layperson could identify that the French were not as good today.
The major errors.
When my co-host who doesn't watch skating and doesn't know skating is like, was that a mistake? When he can see it,
yep.
I'm sorry, but you're going to act like that doesn't affect a program? Well, I don't see how we're reaching this.
And it's like, you're not outskated and you are not outperformed either. Like what Adam's talking about, that connection with the audience, you know, that theatrical quality that they bring to this program compared to what I think is like weaker material from Laurence and Guillaume in the free dance specifically. Mm-hmm. Like, and I've been a big, like, I've been on Guillaume and Laurence's side of like, wow, that free dance flies by. And sometimes it really does. Like, mm-hmm. I watched them in person in Finland this year, and it really mm-hmm. was just remarkable. But watching what Maddie and Evan did next to them doing what they did specifically this time, it did not blow me away in the same way.
And no, and it did not fly by.
No, because this felt long. Issues,
right? And
which
you just
makes it feel you long.
You were sitting there waiting for the next mistake. Mm-hmm. That's how it felt. Like sometimes you just get taken away in a performance. I felt taken away by Gillis and Poirier. I felt like taken yep. away that like, God, just do it one more time for me. That's how I felt like when they were finished. Like there was just a moment in the program where I remember thinking like, oh yeah, I'm watching like an Olympic moment. And I would looked up at the clock and was like, no. And it, you know, there's 30 seconds left.
Yes. Yeah.
And, that performance flew by for me. For Maddie and Evan, that one also went by quite quickly. I think the reason for me, it felt like I was just holding my breath the entire time for them.
Of course.
And I was ready to just sort of just sit back and just watch the French, but you couldn't. It was like, it really, this program felt, every second of its 4 minutes felt like an eternity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, just watching, I agree with what you're saying about Piper and Paul. When you watch a skater and you can tell that they're aware that they're having the moment of their lives.
Yeah.
Like, I love watching a skate like that. And I'm watching Piper and I'm just thinking of her, probably thinking about her mom as she's doing this. And like that presence, but a kind of presence that's not actually making you, like putting you at risk of messing up. Like they just couldn't put a foot wrong. They were so comfortable in that moment. And then Paul at the end breaking down, it was just so special and magical. And then you get to the top two, and I always feel kind of bummed when the top two don't feel like that because of politics kind of getting into the mix. It feels, as an audience member, like something's getting taken away from you.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, Maddie and Evan, I don't think made any secret of their feelings with their, you know, body language, facial expressions after the fact.
Yeah.
They went mm-hmm. to the Kiss and Cry and congratulated Laurence and Guillaume, but they looked, and as I've been told by people who are there, have continued to look till through the pressers and everything, like, you know, distraught. And I feel like that sucks so much on a variety of levels. Obviously, you don't want anyone to feel that way in general, but it's just like, this is a team that is, you know, 3-time world champions who just won an Olympic gold medal this week and now have their first individual medal in ice dance. And you just feel bad that it feels like they can't enjoy this at all,
right?
Because mm-hmm. of the way that this happened. And mm-hmm. that sucks. Like, that just sucks. You know, you want people to be able to enjoy their Olympics no matter the results. And I totally understand why they can't. And I also, mm-hmm. you know, wish that they could. And Marco Fabbri, by the way, went into the mix zone tonight and said, I generally prefer Laurence and Guillaume, but tonight Chalk and Bates deserved it. And mm-hmm. like, I think that seems to be
the sentiment.
Yes.
I think that was the sentiment all around. I think, you know, we could see it when we were at the awards ceremony that like the French were on the ice and every team was going over to Maddie and Evan.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It was obvious that, you know,
like whatever you think about their skating specifically, you know, these are people who have been around the sport longer than anyone, mm-hmm. who are kind to other skaters, who are, you know, good ambassadors for the sport, who set a good example. And mm-hmm. I think it's hard to watch something like this happen to a team like that, you know, regardless of you being, you know, as fans, if they're not your favorite team or whatever it is. But yeah, I'm just, this is,
yeah, this one just doesn't make me feel good because it just...
I feel amazing for Piper and Paul.
I do,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you guys feel like we're good on the top two, I would love to talk about Piper and Paul a little more. I mean, Adam, you know, I just couldn't agree more with you. Like, mm-hmm. best skate of the night, it exuded the most joy of these top teams, you know, the most freedom, the most attack. And it is, you know, I think they would have won bronze regardless because they had two very strong skates. It's mm-hmm. a shame that Lila and Lewis like fell back so far after Lila messed up their twizzles. It's a shame for them. And it's like kind of a shame for competitively because then you knew that all Piper and Paul had to do was go clean and they would be mm-hmm. bronze, which takes a little drama out of it. But I'm so happy. I mean, what I've been saying since I saw Glitter and Gold, my favorite team, Piper and Paul, all of a sudden, mm-hmm. and I'm really happy for them. And talk about two people who are enjoying this moment.
Yeah,
they are having the time of their lives. I'm so happy for them.
Deservedly.
I mean, I don't feel like they're in a position, though, when looking back in history, people are ever going to attribute this bronze to Lila and Lewis not showing up. Like, they skated like Olympic medalists. They absolutely earned that bronze, and for me, they're going to go down as the skate of the night.
I would border
and so
on
far
saying
my favorite skating Olympic moment this games.
I don't know if I mean Matteo Rizzo is right.
I
up
know
there,
Matteo. But,
oh, that's true. That's true.
No, they're right up there together. I border on being ready to say that Piper and Paul should have won the free dance. Like
Agreed. 100% agree. And it just, that's what I agree that they shouldn't have been ahead of Chacon Bates and Fournier Boudry and Cizeron in the rhythm dance, but they could have won this free dance. And objectively, they just skated with the most attack. And there's something to be said about that, you know, I understand the like being on the like attack defense of like Chacon Bates. There's a lot on the line. They knew they needed to be perfect and they were able mm-hmm. to do that. But there was just something where it like art met sport with Gillis and mm-hmm. Poirier.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what else there is to say about it. Just incredible moment for them. And I'm really, really thrilled for them.
Yeah, they were fantastic.
Marco and Charlene, mm-hmm. Is that where you were going to go?
I was going to go to Zingis Kolesnik.
Me too, but okay. let's give Marco and Charlene flowers.
Look,
yes, let's give them
easy.
Their flowers, and let's give Molly the chinchilla a nice old shout
Some
out.
More
their pet
food.
Chinchilla.
Hey, I advocated for a fun fact about Molly the chinchilla to make it onto Gold Zone today, and it didn't work out, but
You should have said it in my ear. I would have, well, we didn't
I
really have time to talk over them.
I got distracted. Ugh. I know. I was advocating for a graphic to say that they owned a chinchilla
proud parents,
named Molly
proud parents
together.
Of Molly.
Yes. I will say, like, look, it has to be hard to have sort of lost your presumed ability to fight for a podium spot over the course of a year mm-hmm. with a home Olympics coming. I think like that must have been very hard. And I feel about them the way that Adam described feeling about Brady Tennell a little bit this season, where it was like mm-hmm. they never let up. Like they were like, they had to make some adjustments in the rhythm dance. It wasn't quite right at the beginning of this season. Like, it maybe never ended up their strongest material, but like this free dance was beautiful all year long. And they, you know, they skated as well as they could have skated. And they mm-hmm. were right there. If, people made mistakes. They weren't giving mm-hmm. room to anybody. And I don't know. I just think that had to be hard. And I'm happy for them that they had a really like beautiful Olympic moment with the crowd so behind them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy that they had that amazing team event experience too, so that yes. they walk away with an Olympic medal, which they deserve. Yeah. They deserve it.
Totally.
Zingis and Kolesnik, they blew me away, to be fair.
Got to work.
They have such a signature style to them. They are just flying. They are flying, and they are on the attack. They attack mm-hmm. everything in that program. Her specifically, Jesus Christ. She yeah. is throwing that head back. She's she's arching the back. She's kicking the leg. And they are really good. They are really good. Yeah. And they are, I mean, on this rate, I don't be surprised if they're, if not medalists, world champions.
Quite soon.
Yeah.
Like world podiums. I mean, and this is just the first time we're getting to see them on Olympic ice. They could easily skate another quad or two. And I mean, that we'll be talking about them for a long time. But I agree, the style, they just look different as a dance team. And I think part of that is just like they're not with the same coaching team as 80% of the event. And that makes them stand out. But they're so dynamic mm-hmm. in a way that no one else captures. I love them. And I know that not everyone is crazy about the Romeo and Juliet being more modern. I think this is like a work of art. I love this program.
I love it too. Yeah, I love it too. And I really think that the Papadakis Cicerone of it all, really all of these, so many of the teams started to try to skate in a style like that. Mm-hmm. And this Zingis Kolesnik team is so reminiscent of a Davis White Virtue Moyer, the way that both partners just, God, like really attack everything. And it just, it
throws
me back.
Well, it's not like the wilting flower. She would never wilt.
No, she's like one of those.
She's like a daisy, one of those like really thick,
a
like dandelion. Strong
stalk. Yeah. Yeah,
she's like a sunflower.
Nice? Yes,
like
a sunflower.
Sunflower. A dandelion yes. has like the little wisps that you just blow away.
Yeah, I was thinking like the Gerber daisies, where like the stalks. But I like sunflower because she's so bright and sunny.
Yeah,
and I just love that little like mini dance lift and the kiss on the way down. That's the shit that I eat up. I love it.
It's a great program, but I really do need to shout out a program that took me by surprise today.
What?
This is a program that I really haven't felt one way or the other about all year, but to be in the arena and to just hear the response and to watch the skating, this ate up. And I would say that this is one of the biggest ovations from the crowd was Reed Ambrulevicius.
Really?
Yes. Sorry.
Huh. Interesting.
I mean, interesting.
I will say, like, you know, on the topic of all these teams kind of starting to skate in the same style, even though some of their skating style is a little like that out of Montreal, this program is so different. You know, it has the quality that also like Smart and Deke have of the Dune program, where it's just different, yes. you know, so it stands out amongst the sea of programs and it gets the audience's attention with kind of the voidiness of it. I'm a little surprised you said that, but I get it.
I was shocked at the way I felt when it was over and the way that
That's
the
cool.
audience was. I was like, Lithuania, stand up. That's the way I felt.
Latvia.
I love when that happens.
Stand
Latvia.
Up.
Latvian Tara Lipinski, stand up.
While on the Dune topic, Olivia and Tim got sixth in the free dance. They were 10th in the rhythm dance. They got sixth in the free dance. This program just kills.
It kills.
Such, I mean, it's so cool. It's so interesting and different. It's such a crowd pleaser. They only moved up to 9th overall. Like, they didn't move up all those places, but I'm really happy for them. They got a big score for this free dance because it's so good. It's really deserving.
Mm-hmm. It's really deserving. It's very good. I'm jumping around a little bit, but I also want to say, like, there's something really beautiful about Davis Smolkin's free dance. I know that they're not the best, but, like, I love it. It's so beautiful. Okay.
You don't have to only like the best. We love all the ice dancers.
This really is just so tender and sweet. And they both, like, the costuming is maybe my favorite of the whole event. They just look so ethereal and beautiful. Mm-hmm. They've improved so much this year. I'm so impressed. And I loved this free dance. They skated it much better in this event than they did in the team event, too.
Mm. How did the audience respond to the fastest skaters on Earth, the Tashlers? I only caught the end of their program, and they looked ecstatic.
Oh, they had the time of their life, as did I. They were okay. Two siblings dodging bullets. They were two right. siblings. Exactly. and they had a great skate. Like, they were really good. But, you know, what's better than two siblings caught in the Matrix?
I always love, I've gotten the opportunity to explain a lot of skating to non-skating people. And so the other sibling Czech team,
the Mrazeks.
We're on the ice and explaining the siblings skating together and then hearing, like, normal people gasp at the things that siblings will do to each other in this sport is a really fun experience.
The way that you just described that sounds criminal.
Because what they're doing is
what they're
borderline
doing to each other.
Criminal.
No, it's very the deep
Mrazeks
south.
Do not care about any kind of DNA connection that they have to one another.
Specifically that, like, the Tashlers at least, like, were towing the line of, like, that's a gay brother. But, like, the Mrazeks.
Well, that's the only reason why they got away with the J-Lo program. They're like, 100%. It's okay that she's doing this. He's gay.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. This is what J-Lo would want. But the Mrazeks, it's
so,
like,
what she had in mind when she recorded this.
Of course she did. She thought two Czechian siblings would one day skate to this at the Olympic Games.
Straddle your gay brother.
Yeah. Straddle him. And then the Mrazeks heard that and they went, well, I guess we'll try that too. And it's no, put her down.
Yeah.
Don't touch your sister like that.
Don't look at your sister like that.
No, stop. What are you, like, south of the Mason-Dixon line? Like, please.
Mason-Dixon, and that is rude to me, who's from south of the Mason-Dixon. Thank you.
Okay, we'll make it Florida then. How about that?
Fair.
We'll make it even south, more south.
Souther. Adam, how was Perfume? Carrera Panamarenko.
Beautiful. I think this is the best that I've seen them skate in person. I loved this free dance.
I mean, speaking of wilting flowers, she wilts so well.
Yeah. She wilts.
A good wilter.
Oh, excellent wilter. And Anthony had, like, a little, like, whoa, like, balance check. But to me, it almost added a little bit more drama to it. It was not on an element. It was literally on, like, a skating backwards sort of thing. And they immediately were, like, right back into it. I was on the edge of my seat. Like, this just was exciting. Big response. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. I'm so glad that this was the program of theirs that they performed at the Olympics. I think this is their best stuff.
Agreed.
I will always walk into the studio, like, in the middle-ish of a group. Like, I don't come onto Sarah's show right at the top of skating. And this has happened to me twice where I've walked into the studio and I don't know where they are in the show, but I just see three massive pictures of Klimova Ponomarenko. They call it the waterfall.
Yeah.
They're like these floor to ceiling screens. And yes. Anytime I walk in, I'm like, okay, so we're talking about Anthony.
Yep. No, we're talking about Marina Klimova. That's what we're talking about. We're
the real star.
Yeah, I look, this is the first Winter Olympics I have worked on a slightly separate team from Michelle Ellis. And I know that I have to have Marina Kalimova and Sergei Ponomarenko mm-hmm. in my show mm-hmm. to honor the legacy of us working together and everything that she taught me. So we have shown Marina Kalimova and Sergei Ponomarenko multiple times.
A lot.
And we will mm-hmm. continue to do so.
The image is burned into the Michelle LED lights.
Ellis. Yeah,
yeah,
they are.
The screens
the
are frozen.
Are crazy.
I mean, like, yeah, what we did today, so we did like one for the rhythm dance, we did just like one close-up picture of them on the podium, just like their faces basically. Today mm-hmm. I pulled out floor-to-ceiling monitors and I said,
amazing,
we need a picture, because the way the monitors work, it's a three monitor panel, like a trifold board, you know, that you make a presentation for, but each one is a giant monitor, and yes. I was like, I want a photo from each of their Olympic performances and medals on the hero board. And what they do is they cut out the photo, so it's like we can put.
They're making it
with
in Canva.
No background. Yeah, Adam makes
Hell
these
yeah.
in Canva.
Adam
I make
them.
The waterfall photos for yeah. the
but they look
gold
so
zone
cool because we can put them on like a custom background, and they look amazing. So, yeah, I'm glad that Ashley has arrived in time to see that twice.
You know what is actually amazing, though, other than, like, your fantastic producing? The fact that she looks like a completely different human.
Klimova?
At all. Yes.
Yeah, at every interval of her life.
At every interval of her life, I would be like, that's a different partner.
Well, that's how mm-hmm. you reinvent yourself between Olympics when they're happening every 2 years.
Exactly.
Right, different hair, different everything.
That's the 90s, baby.
That everything is the 90s. Was different.
Who else do we need to give a shout out to?
I want to talk about LaJoie Laga, who finished 10th.
I'm worried for her knee. It seems like it's always bleeding.
Just starting on your knee is such a... I would never do it. But I'm...
I did it.
Well, yeah, because you were there for the drama. But I was like, starting down...
Well, no, I only did
down...
it once. I only did it once, and it was at U.S. Championships. And as I was down there, I was like, huh, I've never done this before. She does it every day,
yeah.
Which is why she has a scab that she clearly keeps on like swiping
oh my God.
Off.
A
when
callus.
She
Those Ugh, that knee girl. Must be glossy.
Yeah. Oof. Okay. So yes, tell us.
I wanted to just say that, you know, they finished 10th. This free dance is one of my favorites of the season. This White Crow free dance that they have brought back. Like, it's just, I love to see it, and I think that they are just consistently under-rewarded. That's what I think. And I am just frustrated to see them score under a 200 total when they were, I don't know, like 10 points better than that 2 years ago. And we've just... Look, the rhythm dance this year doesn't help. It was not great material. I think we all know that. But I do feel mm-hmm. like, you know, to me, this is not like the 10th best team in the field. It's not. And I feel like... We've talked about this ad nauseum. I won't drag it out. It just, you know, I feel like they should be mm-hmm. so much closer to that top group. Like, they should be like where Emilia and Vadim are, like ready to push for the world podium. Like, that's where I feel like they should be.
I agree.
And
I mean,
yeah,
it's going to be I'm very curious to see who shows up to Prague for the world championships, because mm-hmm. I just think that Prague is going to be like this giant changing of the guard.
I think Piper and Paul should go and be world
and
champions.
And win. They should. And I think if they're smart,
that's assuming
they will.
The top two wouldn't go. But like,
right.
I am kind of
assuming. Sarah and I were talking on the bus ride home about whether or not Maddie and Evan would even go to Worlds. And
why? If I were them, I would like... If I were them, a fourth world title isn't going to change anything. And yeah. I would try to make the most of the Olympic experience.
Well, and again,
ride that.
It's similar to, like, we talked about this on the flip side with, like, Jason Brown, you know, when we talked about him and whether he would go. they're not in the situation where they had a bad skate to finish.
Yeah.
Like they had four great skates Olympics. Here. Like they have had an amazing Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
They won a gold medal and a silver medal. Like they, that's a high note, you know, you don't need to, I don't know. I think you guys can speak to it more than I can, obviously, like going to a Worlds after an Olympics, but
I can't.
You're exhausted.
Yeah. I did not do that.
You are absolutely fried, and you're like, we're still doing this?
Yeah.
And there is such a come down from the Olympics. Mm-hmm. It's unlike anything else. I bet you the majority of these athletes are going to go home and be sicker than they've ever been in their life because their like systems are fried. And then also, like, you have just won two medals. They're going to be toast.
Yeah. And they skated four times.
Right. And what is there to gain?
I mean, there's nothing. I mean, I remember that when I was at the Olympics, Raphael, maybe like a few days after my individual event was over, and he was like, you could like get a medal. Like, you should like really start training and you should like do all of this stuff and whatever. And I was like, no, Raphael. It's over.
Yeah, it's done.
It is over. Because there was just like nothing. It didn't matter. Like, I had done what I wanted to do, and there was nothing like to what do it again. And not that this is anywhere on the same like scope of what Maddie and Evan have just done.
No, but still.
But it's all relative of like they gave their all. And they did exactly what, you know, it's not the result that they wanted in this individual event, but I'm sure that these are the skates that they envisioned for themselves.
100%.
They hope that they can, I hope they are in a place, and if they aren't, I hope they can get to a place where they can be really proud of what they put out. Because
they should be.
Under that immense pressure, they still delivered. And
yes.
Regardless of results, and like at the end of the day, sure, they wanted to win. They're still Olympic silver medalists.
And they're still two-time Olympic gold medalists.
They are the only ones on this podium who skated four clean programs at the Olympics. They're the only ones on this podium, like, and they're the only ones among the top two who skated two clean programs in the individual event.
Yeah.
You know, like, they should be really proud, and I understand that it may take some time to get to that like more zoomed out feeling about that, but yeah, they should be proud, and I would personally love to see Piper and Paul head over to Prague
for me a quick too.
Yeah
me
world title
too.
It just makes I sense think, Piper Paul Prague
of course yeah.
P cubed I think there's something to be said though about how good it is for your brand when you end up with a silver medal that people didn't want you to have, instead of being like, oh yeah, you lost. Like, that's not the conversation that people are having about them. It's, oh, you were robbed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it's not
good
just
for their brand.
Well, and it's not just like the skating community. It's like normal people because
and that's
I'm
where it
getting
gets dangerous.
Messages. I'm getting messages from people who just know I follow it and don't follow it themselves and watched it and are like, I mean, I'm getting messages that are saying the French weren't even wearing sparkles. Okay. So people are mad. The normal people
are mad.
They're mad.
People are mad.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we knew the dance event would be drama. It was. Anything else you guys want to add on the free dance today?
No, I mean, we have a day off tomorrow. There is no figure skating.
Thank God.
Okay, there's no figure skating, but there is a run-through episode because our pairs preview is out tomorrow.
Yes.
Because pairs starts on Sunday.
So you're not without us.
Yeah. And
And also, you guys,
yes,
if you're listening and you really love the work that we're doing.
Yes, exactly.
Hustle.
Head on over to Patreon.
Go over to Patreon.
There
it's
might be
like buying us some coffee.
Look, there's no skating on tomorrow, but if you are
look at this glass of wine.
Look, there's no skating tomorrow, but if you're a paying Patreon member, there might be a bonus episode in your future tomorrow that is only accessible to you. So think about that. Think about that. Think about your future.
We are are we promising real things?
I'm saying maybe. You don't know. And that's kind of the way
the cookie crumbles.
I might have to become a member of the Patreon to find out.
Yeah, Ashley might have to join the Patreon. I am a proud member of the Patreon. I do want to say that. I'm a paying member of the Patreon. All right. And that's it from Milan.
And that's it from Milan and Connecticut.
From the Milan of the United States.
Yeah, we have all Milans covered here.
Yeah.
All right.
On to the men.
On to Friday the 13th. Oh, I played the wrong music.
Oh, well, no, first
this is nice,
off
though.
To the spa.
Wait, Anastasia,
wait, what is
Metelkina.
This? Wait.
Metelkina's yeah, going to come in. And just...
Wait. Something, sumchek, privet, something.
I'm going to turn it off.
Something, privet, and so sumcheka, and like, that's like what her videos are like.
Well,
they're
the
amazing.
Hilarious thing about this is that the people who listen on audio version will not be able to hear this background music. It's only playing on the video, so they'll just hear you sort of singing to that. But
good.
Anyway, now I'm going to play our outro music, and thanks.
What even was that?
A treat.
Quote unquote acoustic.
Ciao, ciao.